Okay, Sif Hei talks about the status of eggs that are found in chickens. Every chicken has a cluster of yolks. It goes in cycles over the year. The chicken develops a cluster of yolks and periodically lays an egg. It can lay an egg many days in a row. Each one develops independently. When you shaft an animal, you find these yolks inside. Now, these yolks are considered in the market, they're considered a very desirable yolks. They're very fatty yolks. I don't know the biology of it, but the fact is that these yolks are very fatty, and they're marketed for those who sell egg yolks, those who sell frozen egg yolks, or in the market you can buy out in the store egg yolks. A company that has a lot of this in the egg yolks is considered a quality product, a much better product. And that's really where the main problem comes in egg yolks needing a hechsher, because these treif egg yolks could make their way, and eggs are kosher. People say, why do egg yolks need a hechsher? The reason is because companies, non-kosher companies, do mix these egg yolks into the eggs. Many years ago, this goes back. So we're going to learn soon that those egg yolks have a din of basar, have a din of nevela, actually, when it's a slaughtered chicken. About 40 years ago, my father got a phone call. He was using frozen egg yolks in the bakery. He got a call from the mashgiach there, they had a kosher plant and a non-kosher plant, and he had caught on, there were pipes coming from the non-kosher plant to the kosher plant, so he was watching everything they do, but there was a pipe delivering a non-kosher egg yolk into the product, and he was afraid for his life to go public with it. So he called, I don't know how many bakeries, but he called my father and told him, don't use this stuff. That's when my father started using raw eggs. Later, it became popular because Hasidim don't like the eggs that are overnight, Klosenberg. So fresh ayer was always considered something desirable. So they used fresh ayer. I think today they do use frozen egg whites. I don't have to use egg yolks, but they do use egg whites. And one of my memories of going to the bakery was watching these old Russian ladies cracking eggs. I don't know how they did it. They had two eggs in each hand. I think they use egg whites, not egg yolks, yeah.
So is that
Klosenberg's? They would not.
What?
They would not, but it would say on the ingredients, egg whites.
What?
They'll say egg whites on the ingredients. If they look at the ingredients, they'll see it instead of fresh eggs. But,
So the ladies
checked the eggs. They cracked it into, they had pots. They went to pots, and then if they cracked a bunch, they poured it into the big basin, and they did it, and they took two in each hand, and I did it, they cracked it, and when you looked at the hand, they had the whole shell, like, folded into itself, and the egg was in the thing. I don't know, they somehow, you know.
What?
Reward? Nah, they were very happy to find it. They were eating this, you know, they weren't. Yeah, they have this story to give rewards to.
Yeah,
they didn't have to give rewards. They were Yiddish women, you know. They were very happy when they found it. It wasn't... Anyway, then the Japanese came along and they created this machine. Not even an expensive machine, $2,000. And it does eggs. What it is basically a washing machine chamber that spins. But the trick in it was that the walls were able to let the egg whites through a certain amount and egg yellows a different amount and left the shells inside. So you took a whole tray of eggs, just dumped it into the middle of the machine. It spun. The centrifugal force pressed it against the outside. The shells stayed in the middle. I think the yolks went one layer and the whites went another layer. And bang, the ladies were out of a job. But you couldn't check the eggs, so they had to buy candled eggs. Candled eggs like you buy in the store. The eggs you buy, the dozen eggs in the store are candled. That means that they're passed in front of a candle to see if there's anything going on inside. Yeah. So, but anyway, my point is, you learn these halachas, you think, eggs and chickens, like, yeah, eggs and chickens, it's a real thing. It's a... What? The eggs from the chickens?
The eggs
Really?
And you
ate the eggs? From inside, really? And Dafka Pesach?
Dafka Pesach, we used to get that kind of
thing. Okay. It was a treat.
Yeah.
Alright, so let's see what the halachas are. Here in Sif Hei, the Chachmas Adam brings the halachas of eggs found in chickens. Bayanem Tsam Ba'ifais. Eggs which are found in the chickens. Imhein Gemurais, if they're full, ready to go eggs, the chicken just didn't get around to laying them. We have a Kabbalah that the egg is complete in the chicken the day before it lays the egg. So, Hainu Shiyeshlam Gama Klipa Hakasha, they also have a hard shell. L'chadchila Noyagim Anoshim. I mean, it's not a din. It's a Minik Anoshim Shloy Levashal B'cholov. Really, they're regular eggs, they're pariv. But the women, since they found it in the chicken, they have a chumra not to cook it with milk. Ava medina muta, but really, it's something that's permitted. Ve'elu she'enam nigmar. But the ones that are not completed. Ela, b'chelbain v'chelmain. You can see chelbain is the white or the yolk. So how do you remember? Cholov is white. So chelbain is the white of the egg. Chelmain is the yellow of the egg. Uklipasan racha. So if it has a shell, but it's still not developed, asla chatchila b'di'evin muta. So that's stage two. So a fully developed egg is really muta min hadin. A almost developed egg is the chatchila not b'di'evin muta. Aval. It's b'di'evin pariv, that means. Aval, elu she'en lem ela ha'chelmain levad? The ones that are just from the clusters of egg yolks? Dina kabasar atzmai. They're like meat. Vasurun loich le'b'cholav. It's flesh, you're not allowed to have it with milk. What? They didn't use them in the bakery, as I'm telling you. Kindled eggs, this with a hard shell. Right, you take a regular egg that you buy in the store, and you crack it, and you use the yolks for the... I said the treifa aired these. The treifa aired them, and somebody giving a hesher found that they were fooling him. They were eating it. But nevela, the treif. From nevela, but if they're from nevela, then they're treif. Right? Because, you know, they weren't getting from Samar Shrita, you know, they were doing it. I know, the little chicks they shech today don't have any, I don't know if they're old enough to have it. The 7-week-old chickens, the one they shech today. I don't know. I've seen them shech chickens. There's no yolks in them. There's no eggs in them. They're probably not. They're probably too young. Probably too young. At any rate, behefsim meruba yesh lahatir afilu umloy nigmar rakachem and levad. Behefsim meruba, if the yolk is completely developed, umura gam kem b'shedra, and it's attached to the spine, makamakim im ochlam b'fnei atzmai. You don't have to wait 6 hours. It doesn't have a tambasar that would require a waiting of 6 hours. What? Is it considered aver min achai? And what type of egg? They're not min achai. It's shechted. It's not chai. You take it out after it's dead. You don't get it out while the chicken's alive. Right? See, if the chicken is a shecht, the chicken. Okay, so this is the egg story. Now we move on. Vav. We're talking now about what's considered basa b'cholav if you cook meat and milk together. Hamu'ushan, if you smoke milk and meat together. V'hamavushal b'chamei Tveria, or it's cooked in the hot waters of Tveria. Which is not considered Taldas Ha'or. It comes from the fire of Gehenna. V'amavashal basa b'mei cholov. And somebody who cooks milk in whey. Dainu, what is whey? We all know about whey from little...
It's not the Kurds.
What's her name? Little Miss Muffet sat in the... Where's she sitting? Tuffet, eating her curds away. So the only one of all the nursery rhymes that's not ugly. Do you know all of them are terrible?
They're horrible.
all terrible. I saw a piece on it. This Rabbi Shimon Hafman, that piece, I quote, the Sefer I quoted. He has a piece about why all the children's nursery rhymes are terrible. Jack and Jill go uphill to fetch a pail of water, and then, you know, there's violence. Jack fell down and broke his crown. Anyway, getting back to curds and whey. So when you have milk and you curdle it by adding to it the necessary the enzymes. It's called the from the when you add something to it to cause it to curdle. So the rennet, thank you to it. So then it curdles. Now it curdles. You take cheesecloth, and you separate the cheese, and you get the cheese. You squeeze it together. What remains is called whey. Whey is mechalav. When we were learning these halachas years ago, I made some whey. You remember? I didn't get too much. I took some unflavored yogurt and put some cheesecloth on it. I left it overnight in the warm room. I left it in my study downstairs, upside down, with the heat on high. I got some whey out of it. I didn't get a whole lot. But it's interesting. Yogurt is very sour. When I did this, the cream tasted just like sour cream, just like cream cheese. It was not sour at all. All the sourness was in the whey. The whey was a cloudy liquid that came out. So I got this cloudy liquid and this. So that's whey. Whey is called mechalav.
I know where donuts would not like the whey from some of the donuts, like Dunkin' Donuts.
I don't know what was wrong with it. I don't know what the Matthias was. Okay. Should not eat Dunkin' Donuts.
What?
Dunkin' Donuts you shouldn't eat. Okay.
I don't
want to say. At that time.
Said, yeah. And because of the whey. Okay.
So this is a list of things that are not basar b'chalav, and I have to see because there's a chilik between mechalav and meimechalav. We'll see. We'll get to it. Let's see it inside. So again, starting vav hamuushan hamavushal b'chamitveria mevashal b'mechalav. So we have so far three things: smoked together, cooked with chamitveria, or cooked with meat with whey. Dainu akashais and gavinois, after they make cheese, mevashin hanisyube, they cook that which remains, v'oichot saflamala, v'anishubay alamayim, shakar siravatki. Now this is really mei mechalav. This is after you get the whey. You cook the whey to separate out whatever you can get from it. What remains is called mei mechalav. It's called a secondary water of the milk. I don't know what it is in English. V'chein chalav shel behem eshchuta. The same thing, milk you find in a shechted animal. Ashnimsa b'chal, when you find it in the udder. Oy chalav mesa, or the chalav you find in a dead animal. V'chein dam b'chalav, blood with chalav. Or chalav zachar shel behema. Or Cholav of a zachar of a behema. Even Adam, sometimes when you have a man who produces some female hormone, he'll have milk. It will sometimes happen in a baby, in an infant child, even a boy, that his breast, the baby breast, will give out milk because of the female hormone that's in it from when it was in its mother. Anyway, so the kalelu asurim bebishul midrabanan. This is not possible. Chalav dayraisa, chalav zachar shel behema. Kalelu asurim bebishul midrabanan. V'cheina oichlin ein loikin ha'ichlon ein oichlin mishum basa b'chalav min atayra. Elo midrabanan. These are all drabanans. V'mnaflu tafshul asurim tafshul k'shar isa drabanan. But we said there's a very difference in drabanan and dayraisa. Drabanans are mutabat, no, and dayraisa is not. So I don't know, by Shabbos, you know it's a difference. See, but you see, by Shabbos it's easy to understand. They are doing a malacha with a shinoi. A malacha with a shinoi, I understand. The question is here, it's not the malacha we're concerned with, it's the result. It's the result, so it seems. I'll tell you the truth. The Ragat Shava writes that whatever you cook in Chamit Feria goes back, when you let it cool, it goes back to the way it was.
Is that what he said?
Yerushalmi quotes it in his Truva about microwaves, and he says, it's not Emes. But he writes something like that, that whatever you cook in Chamit Feria, and the Chama, all these things, it goes back. What? Yeah, well, he says that. He says, Ravashim, but Chama goes back to the way it was. So I don't know. I don't know the details of where it comes from, but no. The question: the Rabbanan did answer it. It's like because it's cooking basa b'chalav.
But why?
Which case? We had a list of cases. Yeah.
What's the chash?
If you cook basa, look, you have to know. Rabbanan even asked it eating milk and meat that were not cooked together. So if they cook together, chavit tveria. Certainly, the Rabbanan asked it, right? Right, all of these cases have similarities to basa b'chalav. Either it's almost basa or it's an almost chalav. That's really what it is. So I'm not sure what the answer is about the chamei tveria. In the samaisa, it's not considered basa. And
the result is
not technically. Could be. It's a technical answer. You might be right.
But
told the sor here is bissel basa b'chala.
You have the fire from the sun
that's
concentrated.
Oh, you don't mean the oil. You mean the
chama.
Yeah, bishmacha would also not be. I don't imagine you can really cook meat in the sun. Yeah, I don't imagine it's possible to cook meat in the sun. You know, cook eggs in the sun, in theory. Umei cholav mismatza mikipoyin gavina. The mei cholav, I don't know what this is, that comes out, no, it's something less. Oh no, this is way, you're right. This is the worst type. Till now, to amame mechalav. Now, to amame mechalav, the way itself, it's not me mechalav, it's mechalav, and that way, you're not allowed to cook with meat. Because till now we were talking about, you take the whey, you cook it, and you separate, I think there are proteins in the way that they separate out. That we call that mei mechalav. He calls it mechalav, but we usually call that mei mechalav. The second separation of chalav. The first one he brings yeshayim deres deraisa. Of shalil dinai kibasar. Shlil is a miscarried from a cow or a goat or a sheep. Dinai kibasar v'chayiv al bishulai v'chilosim natayra. That's meat. I will show you, but the sack, the orv, ikin of atzamas, and now this is already a tzaddik test, or gidin atzamas, the skin, the sinews, the bones, ikre karnayim v'tlofim, harachim, asur bishul b'achila midrabanan. It's fascinating. In tzaddik test, there's a whole tumult about the status of bones. From one extreme to another, it brings all the Rishayim, the way I remember in the Shulchan Aruch. Some say when you're measuring, you have nevela, piece of nevela meat. You measure shishim against it. Some say the bones count with the iser. Some say the bone is like wood, it doesn't count with the iser or with the heter. And some say it counts with the heter. There's three sheets in the Shulchan Aruch about the status of bones, how to look at bones in a mixture. So I don't recall what the lumdis has to do with, but I guess that's the shayla. So he says that it's a drabbanan, that the bones, which don't have a real tambasar, I mean the ones that have, the marrow inside does have tambasar, but not the goof of the bones, says to him. The milk that came out before you killed it?
No, the milk that's in there.
Milk found in the nevela is nevela. Milk found in a treif is treifa. So really, one of them is deraisa, those are rabbanan. I think the milk of a nevela is deraisa, the milk of a treif is rabbanan ato nevela, if I recall correctly. The milk of a nevela, anything in the nevela is nevela. anything you find in the animals is nevela. It's part of the udder. It is. Well, hard shell, the point is it's ready to come out, so it's already like it's... Yeah, well, so we call it munach bekupsa. It's just sitting in the box. It's not really attached anymore. It's not...
I would say the milk is ready. Sitting there.
The milk in the udder is very... It's fascinating. I once brought an udder in here. You really hear what I brought? I once brought an udder in there. Nobody was so, I don't know why nobody was interested. Do you know why? Because I don't know how to present it. I brought it to Yeshiva Turbelsky. He got everyone interested. But you know, to me, it was the udder. To me, it was fascinating. It was fatty, like it had a cream cheesy texture. The milk was mixed with the meat. And we tried to cut an X and press it against the wall, remember? It says that's how you kasher out the milk. You cut it and you press it. I don't know, it was a very old udder by the time I got it. The milk in the udder, no, the milk in the udder is only midrabanan, it's milk. Herbie's asking a good question. We said the milk in the udder is a drabanan dicky milk. It's not milk fix manatire. And Herbie's saying it's ready to come out, just missing the farmer giving a kvetch, so why isn't it like the egg that's ready to come out? So I don't know, the egg, I think, becomes at some point detached, and the milk, I assume, is still connected. What? It's on schedule, yeah. So if it's ready to come out, you say maybe when it is ready to come out, maybe it is like it's out. Well, the egg pops out on its own. The mother, it's going to lay the egg. If you don't squeeze the milk, the cow, it's not going to come out. The cow will just... Right. You're saying a good chilek. The egg will come out naturally. Not if to a step, but since when it's complete in the chicken, it's aimed to come out on its own, so it's considered detached. That's right. A bayah that's laid on Yom Tov is not. Okay, Zion on Thursday, God willing.